From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Absorbing the material at the 6th Annual Climate Leadership Summit in Miami Beach was a lot like trying to drink from a fire hose. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone tries to make it easy.
The two-day summit was a series of expert deep dives into hydrology and reinsurance and risk management. But people looking for clear answers to the big questions about climate change and sea level rise were occasionally accommodated. For instance, if sea level rise is such a threat, why isn't everybody frantically concerned? Dutch consultant Steven Slaber said it's the time warp effect.
Sea level rise is a Sandy-like storm surge in slow motion that never creates a sense of immediate crisis.
Question two yielded another soundbite takeaway, this time from Miami-Dade Clerk of Courts and climate change wise man Harvey Rubin. He recalled when the County Commission banned CFCs, chemicals that threaten the global ozone layer.
And people said, why are you bothering to do that? You're just one little drop in this huge bucket. Well, that's all there is in the bucket, everybody. Drops.
The solution to many complex problems is often a series of small steps, Rubin said, and none is too little to skip. And how will history regard the generation that first spotted the problem but was slow to act while it had a chance? Good question for a climate change summit. I'm Rick Stone in Miami Beach.
Four people connected with the now-closed for-profit college Fast Train are facing charges of fraud against the government. A 15-count federal indictment unsealed yesterday names the former owner of the college, Alejandro Amor, and three admissions officers in conspiracy of theft of government funds. The indictment alleges the four people took $6.5 million in student aid. Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.